What up, Eagle Talk fam? It's Rosemary.
And your boy, Corey Lewis.
Not too long ago, we left everything familiar in our hometown of Chicago and relocated to Dallas.
Since then, we've grown a seven-figure real estate business.
And more importantly, a life that we absolutely love.
Like many of you, we have been on the lonely side of building a business.
And we know exactly how whack that can be.
We also know success leaves clues, and that is why we created this space just for you.
You don't have to go on this entrepreneurial journey alone. We got you. Let's Eagle Talk. What up, Eagle Talk fam?
What's up, guys? We are back with a healthy conversation.
Okay, this is another one of those that we just hope that the Lord keep our marriage intact afterwards.
Yeah.
But listen, though, for real. We know that it's almost Christmas, and y'all know we're going to look on social media, and you have all the people proposing for Christmas.
Oh.
But we want to talk about some stuff you want to think about before you have that marriage proposal.
Yeah.
Okay. But before we get into it, speaking of proposals, mm-hmm. I thought that it would be a great time for us to share our proposal story.
Sure.
Oh, we can't because you never proposed.
I said, sure. It was the most elegant way that I could do it at the time.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and let's testify. Let's testify.
Me and my mama went shopping for a ring.
You get your version. Okay, you and your mama went shopping for a ring. Mm-hmm.
I bought the ring.
Mm-hmm.
We came home. We were living together.
Bless his Lord.
I was in the basement watching something, and the ring was right here. And
right here, the people listening don't know what you're doing.
Well,
he's pointing to a table.
The ring was on it. I think it was on the couch.
Uh-huh. It was on an ottoman.
Okay. And you was talking and didn't notice it. And I was like, well, you're not going to look at the, you understand me? You did. And you saw it. And we was in a Dominican, baby. Getting married.
Whatever. Okay. Here is my version of the story. Okay. So Corey and I don't know if people know this. So people who know us a long time, we dated y'all 11 years before we got married. Had a whole baby, was living in the house together. This is what I'm saying. Like, y'all looking at this version of us, it was raggedy. Okay.
Mm.
But I was 25 still when I got married. So I'm not telling everybody, I'm not saying you should rush into marriage, but I'm just saying, I know everybody don't have 11 years like I did. I was a kid when I met him. But anywho, you got a whole
lot. No, that's facts.
Okay, that's facts. So I will say that there might have been a little pressure to pop the question.
Are you admitting that I was under pressure? Got it. Noted.
There might have been a little pressure because, you know, you get to the point that it's like, okay, either we is or we ain't. Like, what's happening? So we had, and this is why we're having this episode, because I honestly don't think that we really talked about having a marriage. We talked about getting married.
Yeah.
All the time.
Great point.
We really didn't. Like, we literally did not, even though we were already living together. And maybe that's why we were probably so cocky to think we live together and we are already experiencing marriage when, to me, it was different, but nonetheless. So Corey was under some pressure. And me and you, like, I'd actually picked out my ring. I knew, remember we went to the jewelry show and I knew what the ring was going to look like. But it was almost like Corey was just so cool. I'm like, up until the day we got married, I'm like, oh, he must like me because we get it. He must actually like me. He was just so, like, nonchalant. So even though we was looking for rings and stuff, you almost treated it like you were doing me a favor.
I didn't see it that way. I just was thinking.
Okay. We're going to give it to you. Even down to the point of when he has it right. So we were so, like, toxic back at the time. And this is why, don't just get married just because it's supposed to be time. But we were toxic. And I was eating this apple. I remember I was chomping on this apple. He's downstairs in the basement. I come downstairs and, like, I kick my feet up on the ottoman and I'm listening. I'm chomping the apple. And he look at me and he says, could you smack any louder?
Right before, yeah.
And I'm like on a weight loss journey for this wedding that I'm not even proposed to yet, right?
Right.
So I'm eating the apple instead
of a
cookie.
This is a whole mess. This is
just... I'm eating the apple instead of a cookie. So I'm like biting the apple like, I mean, at least I'm eating an apple, like I'm snapping. And then after, like, I'm like through being kind of stank, we watch the TV. And then he go say, you ain't even gonna say nothing about your ring.
Right.
And my feet were crossed. The box to the ring was right next to my feet. And then I just looked at him. And then I took the ring out and I called my mom.
I got getting married.
And that was, I don't even know if I said I was getting married. I was like, I got a ring. And then we went over to my mom's house, showed her the ring, and...
And we were in Dominican getting married.
Well, yeah. So
pretty much. I mean, it happened quick.
So don't be us.
Yeah. In other words, this whole 6 minutes was about how to do it wrong.
And side note, Corey and I have agreed that he owes me a proper proposal.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, it's like the Bible. I don't know the time, nor the hour.
I know when I'm going to do it.
Oh, you know you're going to do it? Okay. When?
When y'all want to know? That's not about to happen.
But he owes me a proper proposal. But I do think that we were so callous with it because we didn't understand a way to marriage.
Yeah. So I got a couple notes here. So for all of my guys that are considering proposing this Christmas or holiday season.
Or after.
Yeah. We just want to talk about what marriage isn't. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
And the first thing is, it's not just a wedding. You know, I know that a lot of ladies have dreamed about this wedding for a long time, but trust me, for the most part, that wedding is 24 hours or less,
yeah,
right?
Less.
And then life goes on. So just understand that. And I get it. You know, you want everybody to see you in your gown. Fellas, you want to
be dapper. Yeah,
and be strolling
but,
and all
but
that.
But it's going to be fake news real soon.
Yeah.
Right? Like, nobody wants to see your wedding video 5 years later. Maybe your kids.
Maybe. Yeah.
You know, nobody want to see the video reel of your wedding 8 months from now.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Like, truly, like we put so much emphasis on the wedding day. Mm-hmm. And yes, it should be a special day. Mm-hmm. We had a very special day. But if you're only thinking about the wedding, the actual event,
yeah,
we not really lost.
Yeah. The next thing is don't get married for short term convenience. Mm. What am I saying by that? You broke. You in debt. You're trying to solve some right now problems, not thinking that this is a forever relationship, yep. Right? So don't try to just go in it trying to see what you can get out of it or what you can, I guess you say, what you can solve in your life that's happening right now. That's not what marriage is.
Yeah, so, I'm lonely, so I might as well, you know, get married because I ain't getting no younger or something like that. Yeah.
Or as they say, you want to pop a baby, right?
Ooh,
you
want.
I said it. That's what I said it.
He said it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And you know, in the back of your mind, you know that that's the goal. And
the only goal. We're not saying that, like, kids aren't. We love our kids.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, our kid, like, these kids grow up fast.
Yeah.
And you're going to be sitting up, like, literally on Thanksgiving. Even our 12-year-old was like, so... What y'all doing tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah.
We like, what
and
are you
then, and
be
then
doing?
Too, here's something else that we didn't think about, right? What you're modeling for your kid.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Here's the thing. Corey was 6 at our wedding. And it's funny because I'm going to give you the picture to put up. When you see him then, you see him now. Like, he is in the, he's there, right? He's in the wedding. And we were talking to him one time and he was like, yeah,
oh
because... Yeah,
yes.
Because when I get married, I want my kid at the wedding. And we was like, no, like, that's
he was
not
so serious.
The goal.
Corey
bro.
Was like, yeah, like, if I get married,
yeah.
I want my kid to be at the wedding. And we were like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
He's like, that was one of the best experiences of my life, was being at y'all's wedding. We were like, no.
That wasn't what we were trying to do with that one.
And again, we understand that you may enter into a relationship with the child. You know, like we are not definitely not on a high horse now saying don't do this, don't do that. But just think about this stuff. Like, think about it. If you're only, we are on the side now after being married 17 years. understanding some things that almost took us out. And what we have seen, not only have couples separate, but just disconnect. You know what I'm saying? Like we together because, you know, we try to be the Jay-Z and Beyonce of X, Y, and Z. And it's more than like marriage has to be more than what's Instagrammable.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, what's Instagrammable is what's cool and cute and catchy. But when you really are inside of this thing, and you haven't really thought through the commitment and what it is, it can be detrimental. It can be detrimental.
Okay. So full transparency. Was it yesterday? Well, you posted about it yesterday. But we were playing a question game the other night, and the something came up to where you were talking about back in the day, raising your hands in church, worshiping in church, right? Yeah. And I don't know if you asked me how I felt about it or whatever, and you were like, well...
Yeah, it was like something like that I was embarrassed to do in front of you. Like, that was the question that came up. Because y'all know me and Corey, for our date nights, we like to... convert. So we were playing this question game,
right?
And it was like something like, is there anything that you're embarrassed to do in front of me? And I told you, I was like, no. I was like, but I remember when we first started dating, and the first time you went to church, and for a long time, even after we were married, I was embarrassed to raise my hand in church or to you know, really go after my spiritual life because I didn't know how that would impact us and what you would think about it.
Yes, and it was kind of, it wasn't weird, but I looked at it differently. A, because I saw that in your mom, the whole, your mother was not scared to just be who she was or say, thank you, Jesus, right? Whatever it was she was saying, that's how she felt and that's who she was. So I never knew that, A, that was any embarrassment on you. B, that, in my opinion, got us closer later on in marriage for us to be able to feel the worship how, with no, what does condemnation mean? Is that a word?
No condemnation against each, like we could be free to worship, free to be who we are.
And I'm only even saying that to say, like, have real conversation and dialogue with a person.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't have said that 48 hours ago, I wouldn't have never known. You follow what I'm saying? So just really, like, know who you, dealing with and... Be vulnerable. Yeah. Right.
And which is, that's, we gonna have to do a whole other episode about vulnerability.
Yeah.
Because that's a huge one. Now, continuing with that too, is that marriage is not, if you're considering a proposal, you're considering getting married, just know it's not a happy pill.
Yeah.
I do think that, and I know exactly why, you know, a lot of things that we see is like, you know, when you have somebody, it, all things will be great. Now you're going to have a date night, my forever wedding day. You know, I love my husband, all that stuff. But the reality is that it can be very dangerous to put all your happy in any one person box. Yep. We just did an episode on this. We'll link it on, you know, reasons why you are unhappy. And that is one of the things, is that if you think that marriage is going to solve all of your problems, surprise, surprise, surprise. Not only is it going to not solve your problems, it's going to unearth some stuff in you and some stuff in them that you, you were not aware of. And, one of the most disappointing things I have shared on Eagle Talk, and I will share, like, I honestly idolized you. Let me back it up. I created an idol out of our marriage.
Yeah. That's,
right.
That's fair.
And it sounds crazy because there are some things that God gives us that are good things, but I cannot have more faith and hope in you than I have in God, because the reality is that you're going to fail me.
Yeah.
I'm going to fail you. Right? Mm-hmm. We are human. We are going to disappoint each other. And if we are getting married with the assumption that everything going to be, you know, just Gucci and great because we're now together, then you're setting yourself up for disappointment and failure. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, we have to have, like, I have to have a love and a joy inside of me that is completely exclusive of you.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, y'all, listen, Eagles, I remember this time don't get me wrong, me and Corey had a raggedy relationship. I mean, good, but raggedy. Like, because we grew up together. We have been on each other since we were 15 years old, right?
15 and 17.
So, like, he was with me when, like, I was getting silky hair glued in. Okay? like we've been together a long time. And we have been through so many seasons. And I remember there have been seasons in my life where I was thinking, if we were good, it would be good.
Right.
Right. Like if we were on the same page, if we were being friendly to each other or more respectful, it would be good. And I'll never forget, after we moved here, we'd been living in Texas for maybe a year or two. And we were really in a good place. Mm-hmm. And not necessarily a good place financially, not, you know, not all of these external things, but you and I were connecting. We were laughing. We were having a good time. Yet I felt so empty. And I remember once in the closet of that house that we rented, I remember sitting on the floor crying. And you just said, you were like, I don't know what to do. You right. were like, I really, because we knew that we had been in some spaces where I could point to you and say, this is what's wrong. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know what was wrong. And I was on that floor crying. But you know what was wrong is that it was like a revelation, like the thing that I thought would be my source of happiness, I still have emptiness because I can't find my satisfaction in you. And for me, right. that looked like really growing my relationship with God, because that was the missing piece of the puzzle for me then. And it was shocking to me because I loved you my whole life.
Right.
And we like 20 years in at this point, and I just couldn't believe that, you know, finally what I thought was enough wasn't enough. But what it was I had to really dig deep into loving God.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Now everything else rolled together.
Yeah. So, I mean, bottom line, that should be the root of the relationship. Yeah. Right. I think, too, that when we're talking in marriage and like, and just being honest, you're going to have peaks and valleys.
Oh, really? It's not all a peak with you?
No, no. You're going to have them. But that's also, in my opinion, why it's more important to be transparent and to have those conversations. So when you are going through, you can be open and honest with each other. Now, I will also say this. I think that what we've learned is that marriages need healthy community. Mm-hmm. And I also think that you need a mentor couple.
Yep.
And that's not, you know,
that's what we need.
So, even with me saying that, you know, you have the people that say, well, I don't want people all in my business, right? Well, I don't necessarily agree with that. You know, like, you got to give me a social. No, you don't. But do you have to have a safe space to go to when stuff is just not right?
Yeah.
Right? In whatever area it is. It could be finances. It could be, you know, whatever it is. I just think you need that person.
You need that person. So we recently had a conversation where we were not seeing eye to eye. And one thing that I said to you, I was like, okay, we need to, like, you tell me, I put it on you. I said, you tell me who I can bring into this conversation mm-hmm. with us, right? Because we need to have somebody that we can bring into the conversation. And for us, we're part of a life group. We have, you know, 12 couples that we do life with. But that is it. Like, so what marriage is not, or when you want to propose, is not in isolation. It should not be in isolation.
Right.
Right. Because in isolation, that is breeding ground again for the enemy to, you know, to really go in and wreak havoc, because you feel like you're the only one alone. And let's just be honest, it's some stuff about me that I wish nobody, I don't want you to know.
Right.
Right. But other people, you know, we have to, in order to be fully transparent, but it has to be healthy community, you have to be willing to walk this walk and do not doing life with the, you know, with the friend who broke up with her husband or are in a loveless relationship. Right.
Yeah.
So they're not going to give you sound feedback. But who can you walk this walk with? Because here's what marriage is, people. It's a mirror. Mm-hmm. It is a mirror. Your spouse is going to reflect back to you all the things about you that you don't even want to admit to yourself. Mm-hmm. Now, but as your spouse, we got to be able to do that lovingly. And that's something that I think that we are learning every day.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, the flesh of you, you know what I'm saying? That thing that irritates you about your spouse, you know, every day I don't do that well. when I need to share feedback or have a hard conversation. Mm-hmm. But the more that you love and respect and honor and you know, become friends with each other, you find ways to communicate. But you got to understand, you got to be able to be willing to take that feedback. Yeah, you know, there have been times where you've said things to me about, you know, how I prioritize people. And where you feel like you fit in on that. Even if I don't agree or if I don't see it that way, I have to be willing to take that feedback because you're the one holding up the mirror to say, okay, this is what's reflecting. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Don't walk it alone is what I can say. Stay on your, even though this is a together situation, it's still a self journey, right? Mm-hmm. You're constantly working on yourself.
Yep.
And I think that that's important because that's where the understanding and the empathy and all the emotions that you probably wouldn't have if you weren't working on yourself, right? Yeah. Because what I've learned, not just marriage, but just in life, right? You don't want to be the only person that you're talking to.
Yep.
Right? So if you're working and you're continuing to hear other people in other situations and what they did, whether it's therapy, whether it's couples, whether it's mentors, like whatever it is, I think that that's important because now you can gain perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And you can gain perspective from people that's been there.
Yep.
or can show you how not to go there.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So I just think that that's important, man. And this is for, you know, younger couples considering marriage, older couples considering marriage. What was James and Darlene? What was the best advice we heard in life group?
Yeah, you're on the same team. Yeah. I am not your enemy.
You're on the same team.
That's something else too. We spend so much time in marriage and we still have to remind each other. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like y'all, I don't want y'all to think that we're just sitting here like, and this is what, no, like these are, there are conversations with Corey and I where we have to remind each other like, okay, hold on. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm still your teammate. Right. Like we still going to the Super Bowl, even though we have to give each other feedback, just going and saying it. And I think the biggest thing is like, listen, this is not a little rodeo, right? Mm-hmm. When you, and I'm going to bring it back to the children. I saw something online, of course, that said, your children will either want to model their marriage after yours or different from yours.
Mm-hmm.
There is literally really no in between. So what are we modeling and knowing that this is for life, right? I am committed to Corey whether I'm happy. Now, does that mean we're going to be in a crappy marriage and not working on? No, because if we're not happy, if we've even just had a conversation recently about, okay, what do we need to do to get back to be more intimate with each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just to have, like, we cool. You know how it is. You be cool, but then you go from being cool to feeling distant. So when you find yourself in that gray zone, okay, what do we have to do to get back there? But knowing that this is a lifelong commitment and I don't get to peace out because of X,
mm-hmm.
right? And again, we live in a society where it's so easy that if something is not my truth and if it's not making me feel good and, you know what I'm saying, if they're not stroking my ego and if they're not, you know, doing everything that I want them to do, then it's acceptable to keep it pushing because you didn't have the big wedding anyway. But our point is that it's you know, we have responsibility because the way we love each other, the way you love your spouse is a model of how God loves us.
Yeah, so I'm going to end on this. Never lose sight of the fact that as you age, so does the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So does your parents, right? Mm-hmm. We last night, how many empty nesters was in the room?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's just, it is what it is. So just stay focused on that, which is why the relationship at hand has to be the focus,
yep.
right? And again, life is not predictable. You know, you want to do the best you can with the cards that you dealt. But just understand that, you know, the kids are going to continue to age. You know, graduations are going to come. They're going to get out the house. They're going to go to college.
And then y'all going to be left with each other.
Right. Yeah. You know, the parents, you know, may have to downsize or come live with you.
Or
right?
pass away.
Right.
Or, so, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot.
Yeah.
Just know that this is not to be entered into lightly.
Yeah.
We entered into it lightly.
We did.
But But God has been faithful.
I would agree.
Yeah, he's been faithful to, you know, to not only grow our marriage, but give us, you know, like he just to bless us in a place where we can even speak and be honest with other people about what it looks like. And again, a lot of times we look at someone's now, but you don't know their then.
You see the glory, but you don't know the story.
Yeah. So when, you know, I cannot wait. Look, we want to back it up. I can't wait to see all y'all propose.
Right. Do better than me. Whatever you do, do better than me.
I cannot wait to see all y'all's proposals. But we just want to make sure that you're entering into this just thoughtfully and knowing that, you know, marriage is probably the most beautiful thing I've ever been a part of. But also it's required more work, more grit, more you know, more self-awareness than anything I've ever been a part of.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank y'all for tuning in. We hope we were able to help some folks out there.
Hope was able to help you. Look, don't revoke our wedding invitation because we
it's like we ain't invited.
Like, I ain't invited, no.
That's hilarious. No, all right, y'all. Happy holidays. We will see y'all on the next one.
All right, bye, Eagle.
See y'all.